This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Orioles back after an off day yesterday. They're on a road trip in Minnesota. Baltimore baseball tonight at 6 tonight with the Bone and Jim Hunter. And let's joining us now on the Window Nation fan guest hotline, another member of our Baltimore baseball tonight coverage. He's an Oriole Hall of Famer. It's Mike Bordick, who surprisingly is not here in studio, but joining us on the Window Nation fan guest hotline. And Bordy, thank you as always for your time. I want to start where we were last segment. Jackson Holliday batting over 400 his last 10 games. In your opinion, has he figured something out at the plate?
Well, he definitely has the last week and a half. I think Brandon Hyde's putting him in some good situations to find success, and I think that's really important for a young player. Like where his swing is, I hope he doesn't get too caught up in the home runs that he recently hit. Yep. And still stays hard to the middle and stays within himself, because that's the name of the game, just to find consistency. And for a young player to find a little bit of confidence can go a really long way. So hopefully this helps him find that consistency.
Speaking of consistency, is it time that we consistently see Jackson Holliday go up against left-handed starters?
Well, I don't see why not. Yeah. And I'd like to see him. I think, you know, Mayo's up here now. Let him play too, man. What do you have to lose, to be honest with you? Let's find out what these guys have. Run them out there. Let them play. You know, I think Brandon Hyde and the hitting coaches should have a pretty good feel for their young players, and if they think they need them to take a breath, then give them a breath. But you got to challenge these guys. You got to find out, you know, what you have. Development at the major league level now, if you're considered a World Series team, shouldn't be happening. These guys got to play, and you got to find out what you have.
Bordy, would you advise the Orioles to continue to pitch Kyle Gibson and Charlie Morton in the same baseball games moving forward, or should we maybe have a moratorium on that? Should we maybe implement some team rules in place that forbid such actions?
Well, I think one team rule should be that, for now anyway, Morton should only pitch in blowout games.
Yeah.
Why he comes in close games is beyond me. The guy's got to figure something out. And don't take a chance at risking a loss, you know, because of that. So, a blowout game only, you know, maybe a mop-up situation, and you got to clean some stuff up, but that's about it. Gibson's here just because we don't have enough arms, right? So, like I said before, this is going to be a battle of attrition for not only us, but a lot of teams in the East and in baseball to find out how their depth is. Are they going to challenge some of their younger pitchers to try to keep their heads above water so that when players do start coming back, and the Orioles are one of these teams that are Eflin's on the horizon, some other arms, McDermott's back, right? So you can possibly start mixing in and stabilizing some of the rotation and maybe reinforcements in the bullpen as well. And with all that said, other teams are hoping for that too. So the Orioles, bottom line comes, just play better baseball. Hopefully the starters keep them in the game, and the offense will start to come around.
Talking with Mike Bordick, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Bordy, it's been pretty clear through this start of the season that the Orioles' offseason has been atrocious. They didn't get a whole lot right with moves they made, but it seems like they got one right with Tomoyuki Sugano. Are you buying what he's selling?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll tell you why. Just because he's a pitcher. Pitcher. So he can execute. You know, it looks like he's got four-plus pitches that he can throw for strikes. He works the edges. He knows the importance of keeping it out of the middle of the plate. He's got a split finger that we've seen when it's on. Wow, you can get a lot of swing and miss with it. But it's just another nice weapon. He keeps hitters guessing and off balance. And that's kind of baseball. That's what pitching used to be. Now it's all, well, the guy's going to make a mistake in the middle of the plate, gear up for 95 and higher, and let's take a rip, right? Well, it's fun to see a guy kind of carve major league hitters up with stuff that we looked at as below average. And people are still saying, 92 ain't going to cut it. I'll tell you what, if you could locate 92 and move it off the edges, it's cutting it. He's been the Orioles' best pitcher by far.
Bordy, going back to Kobe Mayo, are you expecting this to be a short stay for him when Jordan Westberg's activated off the IL, Ramon Urias, him being the corresponding move, or do you expect him to get a little bit of a run here?
I think this is going to be up to Kobe Mayo, to be honest with you. If he hits, they will keep him. But if he just kind of flounders and is still trying to find himself, I just think when Westberg and Urias come back, he's going to be out. But if he all of a sudden just starts mashing and you think, wow, okay, he's figured some stuff out. He's not going to be a detriment. He's not going to have the ups and downs, which is kind of risky to say.
Yeah.
But I think he could force their hand. I really do. So it's really in his hands how well he does and how quickly he can adapt and adjust to Major League pitching night in and night out.
Zach Eflin threw 58 pitches, I think it was, at Aberdeen the other day. I'm inclined, Bordy, to think he is going to be pitching for this team. If not in Minnesota, then certainly probably by Friday. We saw how quickly they rode Gibby up here, and Gibby didn't even have a Grapefruit League campaign. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think Eflin wouldn't come back. I think he's and I'm not saying Gibson. I think Gibson knew the urgency here, and if he really wants to pitch in the big leagues, he had an opportunity. This is his opportunity, or he was going to be sitting on the couch watching these games thinking, you know, I could still do this, right? So
yeah.
He's eager. Eflin can pitch for another 6 or 8 years in the big leagues and maybe be a quality starter. So I think he knows his body, he knows his importance, and he knows that he doesn't have to rush. When he came out and said, I felt great for the last week and a half or 2 weeks, that's all I needed to hear. I think he's good to go.
Yeah.
Bordy, the Orioles don't play a team over 500 for the rest of this month, but breaking, the Orioles are not over 500. Can the Orioles make some hay this month? Do they need to make some hay this month?
Well, if they don't, I think they're going to look back and say, wow, did we really screw up, you know, in April and May? So I think it is a great opportunity. There's going to be opportunities to get themselves healthier and more consistent, and hopefully play a better brand of baseball. Eflin's, you know, reintroduction into the rotation should be an immediate stabilizer. Kramer continues to be a question mark, but man, you got to feel pretty good about what he just did, and he's finally out of his worst month, so maybe he can be more consistent. And this is what we're kind of looking for, is just more stability into the rotation instead of just a hope and a prayer, and like, oh, can this time he figure it out? Let's compete. Let's compete and get some frontline starters in there that are at least going to give this offense a chance, and then so that maybe we can blame the offense more. So let's see what happens.
Is this month sort of a last stand for you, Bordy? Because at some point, the O's are going to have to make a big move, whether it's Brandon Hyde or someone. We just saw the Rangers fire their hitting coach the other day. If they don't make a move this month, are you expecting the Orioles to someone lose their job?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No, no, I don't. I really don't. I think they are going to kind of work this out. They're only five games out, right? Maybe less now. I haven't seen the standings today,
five.
But
yeah,
they're five games out. Five games out. Nobody's running away with this. Every team is in the same boat. And on a good day, the Orioles look hands down 10 times better than those teams. I just feel like they play better baseball. They just have to find a way to right the ship somehow. These guys that they signed over the offseason to contribute against left-handed pitchers have been terrible. They have to be better. They have to be themselves, and that will make other guys relax. I just feel like there's too much potential in this offense for them to be floundering all season long. So I'm going to keep believing in them. I just think the pitching's got to get a little more stable to give them a chance, and O'Neill's got to get on the field, and Sanchez has to get a hit against a lefty, and, you know, Lariano's got to find more consistency as well. I mean, let's go. These guys are veterans. Do your veteran thing and lead these young guys, and then once the young guys get the wind under their wings, let them run blindly into the future, because that's what we need. The young guys just got too much weight on their shoulders right now. They need other guys to pick them up so they can relax and play the dang game.
Mike Bordick, he's part of our Baltimore Baseball Tonight crew. Yeah,
don't stop believing.
Yeah,
you guys get me fired up more than anybody.
That's what we do.
Let's go, man.
Let's go.
Okay.
Good thing or bad
thing?
It
will be okay.
Are you going to come running into our studio like the Kool-Aid man? You're so fired. I know you can't stay away from this place. Are we going to see you before the end of our show today, even though you don't have to do BBT?
You know, only if you check into YouTube and check me out on the Be More Baseball podcast.
There you go.
Gary Coleman. That's the only way you're going to see me, but make sure you subscribe and like, okay?
It's a good thing you did that, because your boss is on in 45 minutes.
Yeah,
so if you didn't do that, Jerry would have been mad when he wakes up from his nap to come on with us at 4.
He'd be hoarding
Hey, get a couple of extra Lito's pizza cards for me.
Yes. I got none.
He's hoarding them from you. Thanks, Bordy.
All right, guys. See ya.
Orioles and Twins start a three-game set tonight. How good are the Twins? What should we be looking for in this series? We will preview next here on The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.